Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Dominic Rinaldi. Dominic, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely. George, thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Dominic is a CBI. He's an M&A advisor, an author, podcaster, speaker, and the managing partner of Sun Acquisitions. Dominic, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So born and raised in New York, have had the opportunity to live all over the country, but have been situated in the Midwest, in Chicago specifically, for almost 20 years now. And after a couple of corporate stints and running some venture capital-backed internet startups, I decided that owning my own business was really what was in my heart and my passion. And so about 17 years ago now, I went out to look to buy a business and actually bought the one that I run right now, which is helping people buy and sell businesses. And it's been an incredible ride. My hope was to build financial and personal freedom through owning my own business, and I've been able to achieve that. And I largely have a self-managing business at the time, and it's been tremendous. And now I look to help as many people as I can, if this is a path for them, understand what it takes to own or sell your business if you've run it for a long time, and then help them facilitate that.
Nice. I appreciate that. The desire for personal financial freedom led you to what you're doing, and now you are trying to give other people that same freedom. So that is a noble thing right there. So when you say you help people determine if it's the right path for them, is this to assume that entrepreneurship is not right for everybody?
Absolutely. Not everybody's built to be an entrepreneur. As you know, you're a business owner, and it's fraught with all sorts of ups and downs, and you have to have a strong constitution, good amount of money behind you in case things, go sideways, and it's just not for everybody. And so I think really being honest with yourself, taking inventory about what's important to you, how you want to live your life day in and day out, whether or not you can handle, the pressure and what goes with owning a business, really matters, because these are not inexpensive investments. In many cases, I see people come forward and put a lot of their life savings on the line to come in and acquire a business. And so not to be taken lightly. And you have to really be honest with yourself before you jump into this.
It seems when you say that it should not be taken lightly, that seems like something that should be very, very obvious. Do people approach it more casually than I'm guessing?
Well, so the big challenge and the reason that I come to that conclusion is that people rarely prepare for an acquisition or an exit. And there are, study after study about, we'll talk about the seller side, study after study that shows that over 75% of owners don't prepare to sell their businesses. And I have to tell you, the statistics are about the same on the buyer side. And so if you assume that people haven't done their homework and haven't done even some basic things, my view of that is that they're taking this too lightly. And that, it's one of the most important things, if not the most, before you venture into buying something, really get your hands around what it takes to buy a business, assemble your team. I mean, there's many elements that you need to address. And all too often we see people come to the table and it's sort of a, shoot, ready, aim approach versus taking a thoughtful approach to, how you're going to do this.
75% of business owners don't prepare to sell. That I can 100% see. they've done the hard work of actually growing it. But to think that if I was in the market to go buy a business, that I wouldn't do all the due diligence in the world is very surprising. But now that I think about it, maybe not.
Well, and I'll tell you how we arrive at that. I mean, first, I've been doing this for 20 years. Yeah. So as you can imagine, I've worked with thousands of buyers. So I have a ton of anecdotal experience and knowledge here. But we also launched a free assessment for both buyers and sellers. If you're looking to sell, you could take this free assessment and understand how ready you are. But if you're looking to buy, you can also take this free assessment. And so we now have hundreds and hundreds of assessments under our belt, and we can tabulate, in the aggregate, those results. And the vast majority have not pulled together all the pieces that they need to before they should ever go in the market and start searching. So we've got real evidence here that people aren't pulling the pieces together. And one of the reasons why we started the podcast M&A Unplugged and we launched our new business, because we're now trying to help people well in advance of their transactions get prepared. I think it's so important.
Yeah, well, that certainly does make sense, right? If you are looking to buy a home, you should go get pre-qualified and get all your ducks in a row and understand the price of the house and all that stuff. And certainly, if you're about to make I have to imagine one of the biggest decisions of a lifetime, if not the biggest, of buying a business, you better have your ducks in a row. So
absolutely.
So what are those pieces that people need to make
great,
sure?
Yeah, great question. So there's a lot of things. I mean, the first stop on the train tracks is, really pull together your acquisition plan and your criteria. So taking a step back and thinking about what industries are well suited for your experience and your background. What industries are you likely to secure a loan for, right? If you've spent your life in retail and now all of a sudden you want to own a manufacturing business, odds are you're not going to get a loan from any bank. You just don't have the experience. So being realistic about your capabilities and your experience and where that can be transferred. What industries can you take all of that into and be successful? And then what's your criteria around geography and size? And do you want a management team in place? Or are you okay with a smaller business? Would you consider distressed, or do you want a healthy business? Do you need immediate cash flows in the business? And if you do, what's your threshold? If this is replacing a job, maybe, do you need to have clear $200,000 after loan debt and other expenses and leaving yourself a cushion? So you're really doing all of that planning to understand what you should be looking for is so important. And then after you have, that sort of pulled together, I think pulling your advisory team together is so critical. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you should find an M&A attorney and somebody specifically, I say M&A attorney for a good reason, somebody specifically that does M&A transactions, an M&A accountant, an M&A advisor like ourselves, wealth manager like yourself to, pull your team together to understand what are your capabilities in this transaction? How can they help you? Do they have some comments or feedback on the plan that you've pulled together? These are folks that do transactions all day long. Lean on them and they can steer you in the right direction. The next step is really pull together your lending capabilities. So how much of your wealth are you willing to risk for any transaction? How are you going to get at that wealth? And then what are your lending capabilities? Are you capable of borrowing $2 million, $3 million, $5 million? Understanding what those loan packages look like and what your capabilities are is so important. And then, as you move down, understanding how you're going to source deals, how you're going to value them, how you're going to vet them, how you're going to do the diligence, and then how you're going to do the integration and the closing. And so all of these steps require some forethought and some planning so that when you get into the market, you are ready to hit the ground running. There's nothing that's going to hold you back. And I'll tell you why that's so important, especially now, is the market is incredibly competitive. There are so many buyers today, right now, looking for deals. It's not uncommon to have deals with 4, 5, 6 offers. And if you've been fumbling around and you're not fully prepared, you can't act quickly and you might lose some really good transactions. And so it really, there are so many benefits to being prepared. And the last one being you get peace of mind that you've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
Nice. What do you attribute the competitive nature of the landscape right now to?
Yeah, so it's a combination of things. You know, first, we're in a interest rate environment that is incredibly favorable for acquisitions. The banks are being incented to provide these sort of acquisition loans, especially at the lower end through some of the SBA programs that have been implemented with the CARES Act. The most recent one, CARES Act 2, is now providing for no loan origination fees, which is pretty substantial in some of these deals. The SBA will actually pay principal and interest for the first 6 months on loans up to $7,000 a month. And they're providing working capital lines, unmonitored working capital lines up to $1 million. And unmonitored means on a go-forward basis, you don't have to produce financial reports and prove up that you're capable of paying it back. It's sort of really unmonitored. You draw it down when you need it, up to $1 million. You know, so there's all this stimulus. Wow. And then you've had a ton of people. I'm going to talk about individual buyers here for a minute, and then I'll talk about strategics and institutional. You've had a ton of people who have been furloughed, laid off, downsized. Their job scope has changed dramatically. And they're like I was 17 years ago, you know, maybe thinking this is the time that potentially I go out and I carve out my own piece of the world and I create financial and personal freedom for myself and my family. So we've had an unbelievable number of those folks coming forward. And then you look at companies. Organic growth has become very hard. That's been a trend that's been happening for a number of years. So acquisition for a lot of companies has become a tremendous way to grow, especially with the low interest rates and all the capital that's out there. So we're seeing a lot of companies approach us to help them acquire, whether it's competitors or do vertical integrations. And then the last group of buyers are the institutional folks, the private equity groups, the family offices, who pre-pandemic had raised $1.5 trillion to go out and make acquisitions. Well, that money's still there, and those folks are all chartered with going out and making acquisitions. And so they've been incredibly active. So you pull all those groups together with the low interest rates and the capital markets being wide open, it's made for a very busy market and very much a seller's market at the moment.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I can remember hearing years ago that there's so many there's so many baby boomers that own businesses and they don't necessarily have next generations of people to pass them to, and so it's probably an amazing opportunity for the right people, but then also this perfect storm of terrible opportunities for probably a lot of people out there too. If you're talking about how 75% of the people out there are not doing the due diligence, or you're not willing to do the due diligence, you're just trying to rush the table and buy something, that's obviously probably an enormous red flag. And I imagine that there's people out there that are not like you, Dominic, that are not encouraging people to do due diligence and not providing resources, and they're happy to take people's money and help them to probably go through with a transaction that they shouldn't do.
I'm sure that happens. And you know, I'm hopeful that with all the information that's out on the internet, that people, you know, even just some minor searches, and, you know, you'll see all sorts of articles and blogs, trying to steer people in the right direction. So hopefully hopefully people take a step back and do that. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure that exists out there.
Yeah. Well, nice. All right. So how interesting that you have, and I think it's so valuable that you put together these criteria, and you said you have an assessment on your site, which people can go through.
We do. We have a bunch of free resources. Understanding, our M&A practice is Sun Acquisitions, and that's where we help people do the transactions when they're ready. But we built this other firm, K2 Advisor, where that's the arm that's going to really try to help people be better prepared. And when they're ready to do the transaction, you know, we can bring them over to Sun Acquisitions if they want to use, you know, that side of our business. So on the K2 Advisor site, we've built a ton of free resources. We have an assessment tool for buyers, an assessment tool for sellers. These tools only take, you know, less than 10 minutes to go through, and you'll get an immediate score. We email you the questions and the answers. I mean, it really becomes obvious where your gaps might exist. We also just published a due diligence resource. People can download that, and it's sort of a framework. It's a best practices about how to do due diligence, and then an actual checklist of items that you'd want to consider when you're doing due diligence. And then we have, you know, some other free resources available there as well, ebooks and things like that people can access. But, you know, really our goal, and the goal when we launched the podcast 18 months ago, really try to educate people and help them be better prepared, so that, you know, they've got peace of mind and they hopefully are going to get a better return on their investment, whether they're selling or buying.
Yeah, well, that's really, it does make sense. How much time do you have a sense of all those different variables that people should be putting in place, assembling the team, pulling the pieces together, understanding what all those things are, doing the research about the geography? How much time do you think that on average will take somebody?
Yeah. So, you know, I coach and my team, we coach individual buyers, and sometimes it's as fast as, you know, a couple of weeks. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer because, you know, somebody needs more time to think through stuff, or they want to talk to family members or whatever. They have a hard time locating a M&A attorney. You know, so a couple of weeks to you know, 2 months maybe at max. And you could do it quicker if you've got nothing else going on and you just, you know, pour everything into this. So it doesn't have to, you know, be a long drawn out process.
Nice.
On the seller side though, I will say sometimes that could take years, George, as you can imagine. Like because you could have some real gaps in value and things that you have to address. And it could take a long time. I mean, I'll give you just a quick example. One of the things that we tell owners often is, you know, you want to increase the value of your business dramatically, create a self-managing business, meaning don't have anything to do with day-to-day operations. Create your business so it can operate without you. And if you've been operating that business for 20, 25 years and you're a part of the business, it may take some time to, you know, find their right people, delegate, train the people the way you want to, you know. So, you know, that on the seller side it could take time, but on the buyer side, you know, it could be pretty quick to pull all the prep that you need together.
Nice. Well, Dominic, Savage Nation's ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
You know, I think we beat it. I think we beat it to death. It is my number one mantra when I talk to people is please just do everything you can to be prepared. And there's tons of resources out on the internet. You can avoid the major pitfalls. And then the other thing I'd say is most people don't go into transactions having an understanding of what their ROI should be. So whether you're selling the business or you're buying, have a model to measure what success looks like. And there are plenty of models out there that you can measure. On the buyer side, we use a cash on cash return model. On the seller side, you know, we're looking at net proceeds against invested capital and debt. So, you know, but have a model of what success looks like. So many people don't have that goal line in mind.
Well, I think that that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Dominic, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Give us the websites again.
Yeah, so you can reach me directly at D Rinaldi, it's R-I-N-A-L-D-I, at sunacquisitions.com. And our two websites are sunacquisitions.com or K2 Advisor. That's K the number 2 ADVISER.com. And George, thanks so much for having me. Been a pleasure.
Yeah. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dominic your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Send him an email at drinaldi@sunacquisitions.com. Find him at sunacquisitions.com and K2 Advisors, K the number 2 ADVISERS.com. Thanks again, Dominic.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.